From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Many die in Lebanon bombings. The Islamic State group is claiming responsibility for two suicide bombings in a Beirut suburb Thursday. The blasts killed at least 37 people and wounded about 200. They targeted a busy commercial and residential neighborhood controlled by Hezbollah, whose fighters back Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. Kurdish fighters, backed by U.S. airstrikes, have beaten back Islamic State fighters and recaptured some territory around the city of Sinjar. Edward Uranian takes a look.
Iraqi government helicopters pounded Islamic State positions around Sinjar as warplanes from the U.S.-led coalition attacked Islamic State fighters. Kurdish Peshmerga fighters, who are leading the ground assault, cut the main highway linking Mosul in Iraq to Raqqa, the center of Islamic State operations in Syria. The route is used by the Islamic State to transport weapons, fighters, illicit oil, and other commodities that fund the militant group's operations. Edward Uranian, Cairo.
European Union has approved a $2 billion fund for Africa. The money will go to combating poverty, which is contributing to the current wave of migration into Europe. The EU says the fund is to promote economic and equal opportunities, security, and development. The United Nations, the African Union, and the European Union are calling for talks between Burundi's government and the country's opposition to resolve the nation's deepening political crisis. A joint statement Thursday, top officials of all three bodies said it is urgent that the sides meet under the mediation of Ugandan President Yoweri Museveni. This is VOA News.